You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's for on the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out, the bad seed, the broken in, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around, bad at a bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live at Radio Row for Super Bowl 58 in Sin City, the Magada Hub, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby, at the Mandalay Bay where the fishes fly. And we're hanging out like you read about. Mafia is running it along with Luke. I am your father, Carver High in New York City. I just want to start off with a little birthday roll call. Adley Rushman, 26. Colin Morikawa, 27. Kayvon Looney, 28. Jaquizz Rogers, 34, with Jermaine Kearse. Pedro Alvarez, 37. Chris Humphreys, 39. Brody Croyle, 41. Ty Warren, 43. Freddie Miller, 51. Sean Resper, 52. Carlos Rogers, 53. Mark Hutton, 54, Double Nichols, Kurt Abbott, and James Jones, along with Bob Wickman, Tom Tupa, 58, and Mike Huff, 61. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We got a lot going on here today in Vegas. We're going to have Solomon Wilcots on from SiriusXM NFL Radio. We're going to have on Big Ten Ben Stevens from the early line. Of course, our boy Shrimp Cocktail, go for the two, Joe Lisi from Pro Football Today, and Carver and Lisi on the radio, Warren Sharp will join us, the mad scientist in the full glory, 4 o'clock hour on a Tuesday. Usually on a Thursday we do that. We're going to have him today for the full hour in the second hour of the show. We're going to talk about the current impressions of the game, what might have changed in the impressions that we made last week when we started talking about the game. This is week two, right? We'll talk about San Francisco's rushing against Kansas City. We're going to talk about you name it, his picks. He's got some prop bets for us again today. San Francisco passing against Kansas City, you name it. We'll get into the rushing game for Kansas City against the Niners and the Kansas City pass against the Niners D, and then wrap it up with Warren, and then get into the kicking hour of the show. We'll have Robbie Gould, the former NFL kicker, allegedly. Nick Lowry, another former NFL kicker, most accurate kicker in NFL history, and we'll get into all these guests as they happen. Hopefully, we got JoJo Embiid out for at least 4 weeks after his knee procedure. He's going to miss a month. We got all the NBA from last night. Carver High. Clippers beat the Hawks. They covered. They were laying four. Lakers over the Hornets. Hornets covered. Cavs covered against the Kings. Blew them out. Mavs covered against the Sixers in Philly. They play in Brooklyn tonight. Dubs beat the Nets easily. Klay Thompson was benched down the stretch. You saw that reaction. If you didn't see it, we'll talk about it today. Pelicans over the Raptors by 38. We got a bunch of games tonight, including Houston at Indy. I told you Dallas, Brooklyn, Orlando, Miami, a good one down on South Beach. Knicks host Memphis at the world's most famous. Minnesota and Chicago in the Windy City. OKC at Utah and Salt Lake Shakers. Milwaukee and Phoenix, just to name a few. I watched that game last night between Kansas State and Kansas. Of course, the Cats upset them 75-70 in overtime. It landed right on the number at 145. I almost choked on my steak because I had the under. I pushed. Virginia beat Miami. How about that? 60-38. They held them to 38 points. We got Patino saying the college basketball world needs a salary cap. He's gone from complaining about NIL. Now he wants a salary cap. And I think what people want at St. John's is wins. We got tonight's game, a bunch of good ones. Ole Miss at South Carolina, Clemson at North Carolina at the Smith Center, Oak State at Houston at the Fertitta, Florida State and BC and Chestnut Hill. Indiana is at Ohio State and Columbus. They both stink. Iowa State and Texas, a good one in Austin. Dayton's in Philadelphia to see St. Joe's. BYU in Norman to see Oklahoma. Butler at UConn. I mean, it just never ends. Texas Tech at Baylor, Nevada and Utah State in Logan. That's going to be a great game in the Mountain West. And hockey, Carver High's Islanders, a big win last night in Toronto. We hit the under. We hit the Rangers over Colorado, 2-1 in overtime. A slew of good games tonight, including Edmonton with their winning streak at Vegas. They're right here in Sin City. We welcome our radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We are on the Sirius stage at the Sirius compound at the Super Bowl, per usual. Our thanks to Eric Spitz, Steve Torre, and Scott Greenstein, everybody at Sirius for having us, Sports Byline, and their great radio affiliates out of San Francisco, Deepak holding it down for us out in the city by the bay, in the way. Roger Goodell thinks the refs do a great job. We'll talk about that. He announced the Eagles will open the season in Brazil, a Friday night game, week one. We got Kyle Shanahan talking about Brock Montana, Mahomes talking about going for seven rings like Brady. We're going to break down the game. Americans expected to bet $23 billion on the Super Bowl Sunday. How about that? New Browns OC Ken Dorsey hasn't kept up on the news the last few years. We got him talking, Dan Quinn talking, you name it. We got the top-selling jerseys in the NFL. We'll talk about that today. How about the mayor of Las Vegas, Mrs. Goodman, saying basically the A's should find a way to stay in Oakland. Can you even fathom? I almost fell over Carver High when I saw this woman, mayor, and I know her. You know her. You've met her. She's been downtown with us before at events that we've done on Fremont Street, opening casinos and such. And I couldn't believe, Mike, and I'm going to throw it to you here, that she said, actually, you know, why don't you just stay where you are? Are you kidding me? They have a deal in place for them to relocate to Las Vegas and to build a stadium, a $2 billion stadium, where the Tropicana is right now, across the street, down the road, about a half mile from where I'm sitting right now. I couldn't even believe that I heard this politician say, why don't you just stay where you are? And she didn't exactly say we don't need you, but she said you should figure out your problem and stay in Oakland. I mean, I guess nobody wants to pay for it in Nevada.
I think that that's kind of what it comes down to, is the cost. And it seems like there's been more and more pushback from people in that town, Scotty. Like, remember with the Knights, it was open arms. The Raiders, it was open arms. And that's just not the same here. They really don't want the old drop knocked down, or they want to pay for it. The room taxes are going to go up. I don't know what it is, but I've seen a lot of this over the past couple months about them not being as open to this as they have with other teams.
Yeah, you know, first of all, that place is really old, and it's really got to go. I mean, it's got to go. Yeah, you stay there, unfortunately. what an error.
And 20 years ago it was old. I stayed there 20 years ago and it was old then.
I know. I saw John Lovitz was performing there tonight. I was like, what is happening here? You might as well be performing there at Garver High. We're in Vegas at the Super Bowl all day today on Sports Grid. Let's dance.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back at Radio Row at the Mandalay Bay where the fishes fly. Carver High, you know, I don't know if you remember this guy that is coming on later today, later in the show, Dahani Jones. Do you remember that guy when he played for, like the Bengals or something like that?
Sure, he played for
you remember him?
Started with the Giants. Giants, played for the Bengals, was at the end of his career. University of Michigan,
right.
Of course, played for the Wolverines. So, yes, I remember Dahani.
Yeah, so he did a show, or he used to do my show. Solomon, how are you, buddy? Solomon Wilcox. We're going to get him on the air here in 2 seconds. Here's the deal. He used to do my show back in, like, Westwood One days in L.A. Like, I was in Los Angeles, and when I did Pharrell on a Bench, Dahani was a regular on my show. And I think at the time, wasn't he, like, some kind of a lunatic player? Like, he was crazy or something? He was funny. He did a... Didn't he do, like, a... He did, like, some kind of... Do you remember that guy, Dahani Jones? You remember him?
I remember
didn't
Dahani,
he used to do,
yeah.
Like, he wore wild clothes and had, like, a wild haircut, and he did, like... Didn't he do, like, some kind of TV work or something before? Because, you know, my early Pharrellzheimer's here, I got going. I can't remember the 90s Carver High, as you know. I can only remember last week. But in the 90s, in the early 90s, I think Dahani Jones and I were friends, and he was a regular on my show. And what'll be funny is when he comes on today to see if he has early Pharrellzheimer's and remembers me. That's the key.
He'll remember you. He's a smart guy.
He is. He's great. How you been?
I've been doing great.
It's good to see you. So, you know, I saw this thing you're doing with repairing knee cartilage, and I was just thinking, and they hate hearing the stories, but I've had my fair share of surgeries, right, playing basketball, but then I just had open heart surgery.
Oh, wow.
So I had, it ruined my life. It was brutal, and it was awful. It sucked. At a time when it couldn't suck, it couldn't suck worse than that. I had, my heart valve blew off, and I had surgery, and this guy saved my life. Like, I was dying, and this guy put me on a slab and saved my life, and it's crazy. So whenever I see anything to do with surgeries and, like, hospitals and ICU units and cardiac units, and then I see you and I see knee cartilage repair, I'm like, I don't do knees and ankles, man, and Achilles. I don't like talking about it because it's bad luck.
But
what is
still,
this Macy thing about?
Yeah, first of all, you're still here.
I am, thank
that's
God.
That's a real good thing, absolutely. And so, but no, Macy is really for cartilage repair in the knee. It's a new innovative treatment that allows the doctors to use your own cells.
I know, like platelet rich.
That's right, to grow your own cartilage. So what they do is they go in and they pull out a healthy piece of the cartilage and they send it off to a lab and they grow it.
Spin it.
Yeah, they grow it in the lab.
Is it the same as platelet?
No, platelet involves using the blood.
Blood.
It's called the platelets from the blood to create growth. No, this is, they grow the cartilage itself. That's why they take it out.
Right.
Because you don't get enough blood supply. They take it out, take it into a lab, and they sort of like a culture.
Right.
They can grow it, and then they take it and put it back in. It adheres to the existing healthy tissue and to the bone. And now, instead of your knees deteriorating to where you're losing your cartilage over time to the point where you get bone on bone, that's when you have to have a knee replacement surgery.
So check it out. Like, you won't even believe this. I'm not even blowing smoke. My daughter basically had it. So she's a basketball star,
okay,
and
yeah.
she's in New York City. She plays basketball.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
a high school star. She,
okay.
She's a scorer. But when she was a kid, she sat like a pigeon on the floor, you know, with her knees buckled.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when you grow up, and you know, you're till you're 10 or 11 or 12, and you're doing that, your knees don't go up and down straight. They start buckling,
buckling
in.
Inward.
So what happened
yeah.
was, I took her to, I took her, frankly, to Canada, to Tony Galea. You know him. He's a bandit, yeah. you know, but he's the best knee doctor in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Every athlete in the world went to that guy. Strahan, all of them. They all went.
Yep.
A-Rod. I took my daughter there, and he did platelet rich on her. Then he sent her to New York, and we did Prolo, which is almost the same thing as regeneration of the knee cartilage. So what happened was her cartilage was literally like a jellyfish,
wow.
where it had she had the knees of a 30-year-old NBA player,
wow.
and she was, you know, 15.
How is she doing now?
So what happened was they got – what they do is – in the Prolo, it was literally 70 shots of like about a 6-inch needle in each knee. Mm-hmm. And they go around and they do the entire thing. And then within literally, I swear to God, 3 to 5 months, let's put it in that window, her cartilage went back to its original strength of being hard and firm and strong. When your cartilage is ripped and torn, you're done. You're finished. It's the same thing as MACI. They regrow it, and it goes back to its original form, like at birth. And literally, I kid you not, that she doesn't have knee problems anymore.
Wow.
It cost me a lot of money, but it worked.
Yeah.
But imagine a kid yeah. being that age, 15, yeah. and their knees are fried already.
That would be tough. And this is what we talk about. We talk about modern medicine and how far it's
crazy.
Come. And I mean, I think it's just absolutely wonderful. We want people to go to the website, MACI.com, to find out more about the treatment. You can also find a doctor in your area that's performing the treatment. You can ask questions. You can get all the information you need so that you can make an informed decision.
So platelet is expensive. Prolo was way less. What is MACI like in terms of if you're going to have this done as an athlete
yeah.
and your knee cartilage is fried and you want to save your career, what are they looking at?
How about this? It's covered by your insurance.
There you go.
How about that?
Well, a lot of times this stuff isn't. As you know, this rogue
yeah.
ahead of its time, that guy was fixing knees up there to the point where the feds here wanted him in jail.
Oh, wow.
But the reality was is that he was saving Olympic athletes, NFL
yeah,
players,
yeah.
NBA players, NHL players.
Yeah.
And then he has partners in New York that do the other side of it, the Prolo.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I got to know about it because of her. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the game here Sunday? Are you excited?
Scott, I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think both offenses are well-equipped to put points on the board, both quarterbacks capable of playing at a high level. Patrick Mahomes doesn't turn the ball over, man. The tighter the game gets, the better he becomes.
He doesn't lose.
He doesn't lose, man. He's hard to beat. Remember when they played the 49ers Super Bowl 54?
Right.
The Chiefs were losing by 10 points. 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. They reel off the Chiefs to 21 straight points. They win the game 31-20.
Never loses.
Like hard to beat.
Do you think that I've been selling this, like, because of the $23 billion is going to be bet on this game in the States this Sunday. That's insane. And this place, Vegas, they're going to make billions of dollars if the Chiefs don't win.
Right.
And if the Chiefs do win, they're going to lose billions. So they never lose billions.
Do you
think the Niners, as a 2-point favorite, are going to win this game because of the money?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think they're –
But that's what it's about. This is about money.
No, no. Players compete. I'm a player.
You want to win a Lombardi in a ring.
Players compete. Whatever the odds are, that don't determine who's going to win the game.
Did you think
that don't determine who's going to win the game?
Did you think you'd ever see the day when they would allow the NFL would be in bed with gambling companies and that they would have slot machines at the Radio Row?
I did not.
Do you remember Tagliabue and Roselle? They would have turned in their grave.
They put the fear of God in us.
Over gambling, right?
Yeah, they put the fear of God in us.
So check out MACI.com, MACI.com. Solomon, always good to see
you,
my
best.
Man.
I appreciate that. Glad you're feeling better.
Thanks. Okay. I appreciate that.
You're the man.
It's different than having your knees done. done, having your hard work done. You know what I mean?
Oh, there's no
Take
doubt
care
about
of your ticker,
it.
Solomon,
okay,
my man. All right, Solomon Wilcox, of course, the broadcaster. We're live at Radio Row in Sin City. We're going to keep rolling. I think Big Ten Ben is next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so I'm just, like, stunned at some of the things that are happening here. A, I got Big Ten Ben here, Ben Stevens. And then B, they told me that if I don't take off my credential, I'm going to be sodomized. There's something that you heard. I mean, the guy said you're about to be
they would sodomize
dragged it. Behind the building and taken in a sex trafficking ring because of my media credential. What is that about?
Yeah, I didn't hear that part of it.
But I did.
The QR code on your media credential, if left open to the public, all they need is that to counterfeit it. And then somebody comes up to this desk.
All I need is that over there in the golf center. What is happening?
The PXG clubs.
Yeah, there's more going on there than just golf clubs. I can tell you right now, what is happening over there, Ben?
I'm going to go probably hit a couple.
I'm glad last my wife doesn't close. Watch the show.
That's what Donnie tells me every day on the early line.
Your boy Donnie Wrightside.
Yeah.
You know, I get a kick out of that guy. Like when I saw him Sunday, I said, Donnie Wrightside. Is that not the greatest name ever?
It is.
Listen, do what you just did for me, where you opened up my pores by telling me that Mike Woodson is going to get fired.
I don't think it's going to last, Scotty. I do not think
it's going
to last
in
Bloomington. There's a lot of a disconnect between a head coach and his college basketball program, where after the disappointing results that IU has seen this year, there seems to be a lack of responsibility taken by the head coach following basketball games. Even if it's not the case, even if it is the effort from the individuals, for the head coach to blame the young players never sits well with a fan base, never sits well with a program, never sits well with a locker room. And that seems to be where things are trending. When you don't have Trace Jackson Davis,
right,
it can lead a lot of the issues exposed.
Do you think that he's also in the Geezer Club?
I don't know. I think,
at some point, they you got some old man coach. Like, I talked about it before, you know. I said the same thing about Carroll and Belichick. I said they're going to get fired. I said they were going to get fired 6 months before they got fired because they're old dudes. Nobody wants them around anymore.
It is a changing of the times. It's what always made it very curious that Mike Woodson was the hire, not college basketball head coach.
Knight.
Yeah, of course.
That his aura is so huge there that they brought back one of Knight's players.
Of course.
And he loved Woodson.
Of course. Woodson was his point guard. How could you not?
What about the mess at Ohio State? I hear that
also
guy
not
is
great.
Doomed.
Chris Holtmann is on the hot seat. Very,
They're
very hot.
Tonight.
They are. 5.5 point spread in Columbus.
I said this morning to myself, naked in my hotel room, how could you ever lay that with that crappy team?
I don't think you
They're
can.
It's not that good. But then they played him in Bloomington, and I think Indiana barely got by him. Wasn't that about right?
Correct.
I watched that game. When I watched them play, I think they're a terrible shooting team.
Oh, they always have been. Even dating back to the Archie Miller days, when you have somebody like TJD down low, if you can just extend the perimeter of your floor, if you could have a team that shoots even 37% from three, your ceiling raises so exponentially to winning a Big Ten championship, to doing anything of note in the NCAA tournament. They haven't had that.
What? So why are they not smart enough to get that? Is he too banged up, or why are they not smart enough to give Ware that ball? I mean, he's 7 foot. He's stretched. He dunks. He gets up. He blocks shots. He throws it down. But when I watch him, it's always something or another wrong with him, his body.
Yeah, that is also part of the issue.
Is he too skinny?
I don't think so. That was...
He can't take a banging?
There is...
Like Uncle Pharrell here, I can take a banging.
I think you maybe go back to IU.
And start.
You work as the advisor, strength and conditioning advisor for the basketball program. Teach him how to be on the block.
So what's the deal with the shows that you're doing this week? How's it going? And
good. Early.
It is early.
Yeah. We don't have this primetime spot like you.
When Shrimp Cocktail's there with you, Lisi, my guy Prawn, also known as Prawn.
Prawn is his name.
Gopher to Two.
Yeah.
Prawn, Shrimp Cocktail. When he has to get up at 1:30 in the morning, that's when I'm going for my last drink.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the last call. And he's getting up to go on the set with you?
You live a much more luxurious life here in Las Vegas than we do.
How would you guys go to bed and get up at 1 in the morning to do the show?
Yes, I wake up at 2:30 in the morning.
I gamble till 2 in the morning.
As you should, it's Las Vegas.
I saw him last night, and I said, I'm going to gamble and eat a steak and drink.
Can I tell you about how upset and distraught Lisi was yesterday? As we were pretty exhausted from our first day doing the early show, 6:30, 7 p.m., I'm heading back up to the room, maybe to call it a night. And Joe was not happy with that idea, that this could be the end of his night. Even riding the elevator up to his room, Scott, he was distraught.
Why? What was he so distraught about?
Oh, you know, he wants to be about.
He wants to party.
Out on the town.
He wants to pick up chicks.
Yeah, oh. That he does.
He denies it right now. He's denying it, and he's a liar.
Well, he doesn't know who's listening to the show.
He's a liar. He works out.
He does.
Ripped. He's trying to pick up chicks in Nevada.
You ever seen him curl a dumbbell?
Yes.
Dumbbell is scared.
I know I have. So what do you think is going to happen on Sunday over at Allegiant Stadium?
I think the San Francisco 49ers are going to win.
So do I.
Yeah.
Because and I said this to Solomon, and I said, they're going to win because $23 billion is going to be bet on the game, and there's no way that Vegas is letting all those Chiefs bettors take that money.
Absolutely so. You know, it's interesting.
And he said it has nothing to do with gambling. And I said, I actually think it has everything to do with gambling.
Yeah, I don't, you know, that's a diversity of thought there.
Well, don't you think that everything is about betting sports anymore? I mean, like, I've said this to him. I'll say it to you. They're in bed with, the NFL is sleeping with sportsbooks now and making billions.
I mean, look around.
And then there's slot machines in the media center. That I never thought, I'm thinking in 5 years there'll be strippers in here.
Never thought you'd see the day, huh?
I never thought I'd see the day. But I've been betting on football for 40 years.
Yeah.
I was, you know, I started betting. I was on in L.A. doing spreads and totals every Friday for the entire show on Westwood One. That's what I did. And people said I was selling heroin.
Yeah.
I was the devil.
Yeah.
And at gambling, we can't have it, Scott. It's just you're syndicated nationally and it's offending affiliates. Everyone's getting mad that you're talking about gambling. And then fast forward today, I got a guy, no offense. He said it has nothing to do with gambling. I'm like, are you kidding me? It has everything to do with gambling.
I think at times, right, we break down the game, we look at matchups and all that stuff as it correlates to the odds, but then you start to see things happen, and you're like, wow, the market knew. So, for instance, right, 77% of the public betting handle is on Kansas City. And that's what moved the line down from 3, where it opened early, to 1.5. Now it's back up to 2.5, but the public betting handle hasn't changed.
Right.
It's not like it's 63% now on Kansas City or a 50-50 split. There was a very large bet on San Francisco, moves the line to 2.5, and that's where I think it stays for Sunday.
Do you, you know, when you saw players getting popped by the league for betting, and then, you know, in the facility, anywhere, you know the rules. You know the rules that Goodell has in place. Don't tell me players aren't into it. You know, when they're not at the facility and everything else, God only knows what they're doing in terms of betting.
Listen, the NFL is always going to protect the integrity of its game, more so between the white lines than anything that happens off the field. We know that with a certainty. It does seem a little bit ironic, though, that you get players busted for betting on football or betting, more importantly in my mind, on other things, even within team facilities. The one thing that I think people struggle with, though, Scotty, is like any workplace has its own regulations and restrictions, and it might be a dumb rule, but if you violate said dumb rule, you are still violating the rule, and there are consequences to that. So if they know what they're doing and they're still acting out of whatever that stipulation is, that is the issue, and that's why I think punishment.
Do you think that because there's so many people that don't even care about the game, but they care about prop betting on these games, that like everyone and their brother and sister and cousin and uncle are betting on prop bets? Are you getting off more on doing prop betting than the game itself on the early line? What has that reaction been to prop betting on this game? It's now, it used to be like 100 prop bets. Now like 3,000 of them.
Yeah, each and every week. And every week there seems to be more expansive prop markets that are available. I look more at props than I do even at sides and totals when it comes to the NFL.
Because it's so brutal.
Yeah, because it's very tough to beat those numbers. The edges are not nearly as wide in terms of spread bets or handle bets as they are for props. I think you can kind of focus a little bit more narrowly on this individual, what you expect that outcome to be. But now even that market you start to see the changes and you start to see how secure it is in those numbers.
What is, I thought it was great meeting your dad. Is he still at the baccarat table?
He knows that Vegas can be done in only 24 hours.
So he was
not for the faint of heart. Yeah. Quick flight out from Los Angeles back here.
So he lives in Lipstick City and then came to see you. He has to be really proud of you. I know I am. You've turned into quite a star doing the shows here at Sports Grid. What does he think of your career? He must be tripping.
He loves it. One of the great things about the LA market and where our distribution is on the Spectrum Sportsnet LA channel, which is the Dodgers channel, they air the early line every day.
That's
so
great.
He gets to watch that, which is a very easy way of telling him, hey, here's where you can consume. Because
he said, I didn't know it was on there, because he said to me, he said, I watch you, you suck, my son's way better than you. And I didn't know that he had that kind of influence, like, and had that market because it was on the Dodgers channel.
Yeah.
Now I know why he doesn't like me. He's watching on communist Dodger channel. Kershaw got another deal with the Dodgers.
Yeah, he's paying attention, Scotty.
How old is that guy? That guy, Kershaw, he's older than me.
Kershaw?
Yeah. He's
37 now?
Nah, his arm's 62.
For sure.
His body's 37, but his arm's 62.
He's still pitching. Listen, you could teach him a thing or two about work ethic. You don't take any time off.
You know, it's great when you're Clayton Kershaw, and he makes his mind up, you know, a week before pitchers and catchers report every year for like the last 15 years.
For sure. But he's bought in already this year, right? Or is he still mulling over retirement?
No, he just did it.
Yeah.
He's done. He's in.
He's retired.
No, he's good.
He's in. Yeah.
He's got another deal.
Yeah.
He's good to go.
Yeah, you can tell. I know my baseball.
I don't think he lasts, though, with his arm. Every year something happens. Congrats on everything, the early line. You're doing a great job. You look sharp. It was great meeting your dad.
He had a blast.
He was going, I'm sorry I didn't get a party with him. I thought we were going to go out and party with him.
He had a couple martinis. He was asking for Pharrell.
You know, honestly, like, he had a twist in it, a lemon twist.
Olive guy. Don't spread false rumors about my father.
Bombay Sapphire up with a twist and a couple onions. Ben, my man.
Appreciate it, Scott.
Big 10, Ben.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I got to tell you, Shrimp Cocktails here, my man, Joe Prawn Lisi, Gopher to Two. Have you ever seen the expansion of my nicknames for you?
No.
Gopher to Two to now going into a whole new area, seafood, prawns, which are big-fisted prawns are great. And, you know, like right. Joe Stone Crab, they got the prawns the size of your head or your fist. And then you brought Shrimp Cocktail to the Rose Bowl that's literally the size of my arm with the horseradish cocktail sauce with a real kick to it. I think you need to put Tabasco in it, too. So I've expanded your repertoire of nicknames.
Well, you have, but...
That's another level you're on.
Well, a second, Scotty. Full disclosure, I brought the shrimp cocktail.
Right.
I don't eat it. And I heard...
I ate 70% of it.
You ate it. I didn't eat it.
I ate all of it. I would have finished the whole thing.
Chicken franchise. I bought the whole thing of chicken franchise. 18 people, I ate the whole thing.
I would have finished the entire platter of shrimp, but I stopped myself short so that I wouldn't be caught being that guy that ate every one of them.
Well,
I would have eaten every one of them.
Well, here's the thing. I brought the shrimp cocktail. I wanted everybody to eat and get fat because I knew a majority. I don't know what you were on.
You were going to take advantage of people.
Well, I was. Because they were betting Alabama. So that's how you get fat, eat, manja.
But you won all the money that day.
I did. I altered Michigan to 6.5.
So listen, I have, I told you last night was a bloodletting. You saw me before you went to dinner.
Yes.
And I told you, I'm not coming with you because I have so many bets going right now. And I was nervous for my son. And I had a bunch of bets going. And I couldn't eat the greasy food.
Right.
And I said, I can't eat here. I will starve myself before I eat crap.
Right.
So I said, I found a steak, and I ate a good steak, and then I literally lost. I pushed the Kansas game at the 145 it landed on, but every other bet I made, NBA or otherwise, college hoops, whatever, all lost. I lost on the roulette table. I put it all in black. It landed 9 in a row on red and then 10 with my loss, and I was going to buy myself dinner, and I ended up having to pay for everything, and I lost a ton of money. Now, today, if I lose a ton of money, I'm literally going, my account's going to go bust.
Well, a couple of things. Let me add to that. I've gotten smashed since I've been here. So roulette, a couple of rolls, lost a few $100.
Right.
Every basketball game up until this point today, lost. Right? Miami last night, what did they have, 38 points?
38 points, embarrassing.
Terrible, gutless performance from three.
I hit the under in that on
Great call.
On the bench.
Great
but
call.
Not on my, I didn't bet it.
So you got to change the mojo.
I put it out for my fans, and they made money on it. I made no money on it. I wanted to lay the five and just bet the Virginia five. I thought, they're in Charlottesville. They're going to beat Miami. And then I didn't have the stones to do it because I was sitting there losing NBA games left and right.
Totally understand. Mikal Bridges dead to me because he was under his number last night, 22 and a half. So that, another guy that I can't bet.
He's another guy on the all-hit women list.
Yeah, so let me just say this.
My man's a troublemaker.
I changed the mojo today. We went to lunch, all of us. I took the salt three times over the left shoulder. Break all the mojo. Going to be hot as a pistol.
So that ends the
hot as a pistol.
Like the bocce jinx is over.
That's it. Under Houston, that's one of the plays. So Ole Miss plus the 3.5. Texas Tech plus the 5.5. Maybe wins the game outright over Baylor. How about that? Coming in hot as a pistol.
Wait, so Texas Tech's going to go to Waco and win?
Well, why not? Outright. Yeah, absolutely. Red Raiders, baby. I back them in football. I back them in basketball.
So tell me about football full circle on Sports Grid Radio and, of course, Sirius Channel 159. How's that?
Oh, it's great. We do it. Me and Ben Stevens, we break down college football, NFL action, an hour a day, 12 Eastern to 1 p.m. Eastern. We get it all, especially leading up to the Super Bowl. Now we're obviously at Radio Row, but during the offseason and regular season, break down all the NFL and college football action.
Are you doing the early line and that show this week here?
No, I don't do, no. Ben does the early line.
Ben does early line, and then you're doing football full circle with them.
No.
Who's on it? Explain it to me.
I think, I don't know who's on it.
I can't keep track of everything.
Yeah, we're pre-taping some shows. We're doing interviews and stuff like that, so I'm not doing the radio show.
Why not? I'm supposedly doing that for you.
You're doing Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi. Now it's Carver and Ferrelli.
Well, it could be Carver and Carver soon. I don't know. You know.
So how about this Sparco you got going today? It's very handy.
Indochino with the Go for the Two logo on
it. Wait a minute. It's got the Go for the Two logo?
Yeah,
I see that. Yeah. They stitched that in there.
They stitched that in, baby.
It's a nice, like, kind of burgundy.
It is. Big shoulders, small waist, trying to work it.
So what are you doing with regards to the game and your prop bets for Sunday?
You might not like
what are you doing? You want all the money on the, Natty, the Rose Bowl. You're making everybody all this money. What are you doing for Sunday?
Like San Francisco.
So did Ben.
Ben could change, though. You know, Ben broke it down. He likes San Fran.
I can't flip it now.
No, me neither. I think it comes down to Brock Purdy. I think he could challenge that defense over the top. Multiple weapons, George Kittle, McCaffrey coming out of the backfield, I think is definitely an option in terms of this ball game.
Why do you think they can challenge that defense? That defense of Spagnuolo's is way better than San Francisco's.
Yeah, possibly. Who have they beaten, though, in my opinion?
Well, they beat the Dolphins, Bills, and the Ravens.
The Dolphins. I'm a Dolphins fan. Sure, come on.
Wait a minute. You're going to sit here and tell me that when you watched the Packers game and the Lion game with the Niners, that they didn't look awful, and that the Kansas City defense looked phenomenal against those three
absolutely
teams.
But what did you talk about? Detroit, Green Bay have multiple weapons at every
Detroit
level.
Detroit blew the game.
Yeah, but Detroit has Jahmyr Gibbs. They have David Montgomery, Sam Laporta. They have Reynolds. They have St. Brown in regards to the passing attack. Jared Goff, an above average quarterback, averaging 255.
They should have won the game.
Right. So, but that's why they were able to challenge San Francisco.
Have you ever seen a team in a title game give up 300 yards in the first half?
No.
Their defense has been muffins.
No, absolutely. San Fran has come out flat in back-to-back games, but Jordan Love was as hot as any quarterback in the NFL.
When they had D'Amico Ryans, they were good defense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what the hell happened now?
Adjustments.
I think Greenlaw and Warner are good enough to deal with Kelsey. But the rest of their defense, to me, is average.
Okay, so to your point, they take away Kelsey. Who's going to beat them over the top? Is it going to be Rashee Rice? Are you expecting Rashee Rice to dominate this game the way he did against Miami?
No,
I'm not.
I'm with you. I'm with you betting.
Right.
I'm on the same side.
I know.
But I am, like, it's like I'm... I'm putting faith in a team that I think has, frankly, been finding a way.
Right.
Not convincingly winning games. They're finding a way to win. And that's a dangerous way to make a living. I just think, you know, when I watch Mahomes step, you know, in that pocket and do whatever he wants and torture these teams and nobody hits him unless they punch him in the face and get a 15, all I know is that that guy's incredible. And then this other team to me has been, frankly, lucky.
No, you're right, but they've been the best team. You can make the argument with Baltimore all season long, right? San Francisco, the most.
Until Christmas Day.
Right, when they lost and Brock Purdy threw four interceptions.
His coach said that three of them didn't count because they were tipped.
Well, he was wrong about that.
Honestly.
You're in the headlights in terms of that ball game. Absolutely. You make great points. I'll just say this in regards to Kansas City. You take away Kelsey, there's Pacheco as it relates to the rushing
attack. Then you win the game.
Exactly, Rashee Rice, Justin Watson, Noah Gray are not striking fear in anybody.
Valdez
Scantling, maybe flip a coin the day that he steps up. That is the concern, I think, if San Francisco does jump up early in this ballgame and forces Mahomes to play from behind. That is the one thing that when you look at San Fran, they have the ability to put pressure on every level, and that is the difference.
4 years ago, they were down. He scored three touchdowns in 8 minutes.
Yeah, but that was Jimmy Garoppolo.
But fair enough. Now, well, look.
But wait a second. McCaffrey wasn't in that offense.
Here's the thing. Here's what I'm saying. Like, I'm on the same side as you.
Right.
So, but my thing is, like, I feel like I'm trying to sell a bill of goods on a team. I'm convinced that I think it's because of the money. I think it's because of all the bets on Kansas City that Vegas is going to rake money if Kansas City wins that game. And I'm sitting there trying to convince myself that they're better than Kansas City and that they're all this and all that, and I just don't think they are. I think I'm trying to sell a team that has been barely getting through to this point. I don't think they're, frankly, I don't even think they should be in the game.
No,
I think the Lions should be here.
Well, here's the thing. You're right. Lions,
you know what I
mean? Lions didn't close the door, but you have to be able to capitalize and win the turnover battle. Something that San Francisco actually forced turnovers in the second half. They made the plays. Detroit didn't. Green Bay didn't. And Brock Purdy
can beat. The Patrick Mahomes, that kid, Brock
Montana. If the kid gets up early and the kid is hitting on all cylinders and utilizes Debo and utilizes McCaffrey in regards to the short to intermediate passing game, they're going to be in this matchup. That opens up Brandon Ayuk, Kittle over the top. That is the one thing. When you look at Green Bay, you look at Detroit, multiple weapons. Outside of Pat Mahomes and Kelsey, it's inconsistent. It goes week to week. Kelsey is playing his best football right now. Pacheco, he's good, not elite, and that is the matchup for me. Has anybody been able to put the pressure on Pat Mahomes since the playoffs where he's playing from behind double digits?
Yeah, his wife. But anyway, so you're literally, you said if he gets up early. Speaking of that, you have been getting up early.
Yes.
What has it been like for you to get up at 1 in the morning and shower and get ready to start your day because you're on West Coast time and you're broadcasting in the East? Well, has it made you a different person in general?
No, I think I'm chipper. I'm very chipper.
But you're
edgy. You said you don't like
your haircut.
I'm pumping the oxygen.
Oh, so you're doing the it's like the IV bag oxygen.
No. The one in the nose and the portable.
I saw Joe the other day, folks, tied to a chair. He had IVs going in both arms. He had
whatever it takes.
He had the sleep apnea oxygen mask on his face. two hot blondes.
Maverick.
Were administering him hangover medicine, is what it's called in Portuguese. You've been doing it all, so you get refreshed. You get vibed, and has it been helping you?
Well, for early part of the week, I'm working off at 3 hours. I'm going to bed at like 9, 10 o'clock Pacific time, waking up at 2 o'clock. So 3-4 hours sleep. We'll see where I am by Friday.
He told me that he doesn't miss Carver at all.
Oh, that's not true. I love Carver. He's the best. He's family. Your family, Mafia.
I'm doing the show tonight, and we're all the all-pasta team, Carver and Ferrelli. And we're going to bow-tie pasta, gambling, making bad jokes, the whole deal. And then he just said, you know, it's good to be back with you, and I've had enough of Lisi and all
man.
Of his nicknames.
Carver.
And Lisi said he didn't miss Carver at all. Carver knows.
Carver knows. He called me gutless? Did he call me gutless? I hope not. Carver, I love you, brother.
He said if he's not in New Orleans with us next year, he's going to start suing people. That's what the plan is
okay.
on Bourbon Street.
All right.
Carver, you got to go to Bourbon Street with us so you can learn how to go to O'Brien.
There he is. I see him there. So look.
He needs to learn how to go.
La Familia, Carver. Come on.
You go to O'Brien's down there and people throw bottles of beer and scotch at you behind a chicken wire, like a fence, and people boo you, and that's what they did to me there. I drank my way through it, though. I got through it.
He called me chopped the other night.
He called you my daughter.
He said I'm chopped. That's it. Picks have been cold. Chopped.
Unbelievable.
Gutless. Fast and loose, I'm going tonight.
So when can people see all this work you're doing on Football Full Circle and on the, you know, radio?
It's 5 to 7 live. We're on the FanDuel Sportsbook over there, and then we have throughout the day. We're on Carver and Lisi, what, 8 to 10 Eastern, which is, what, 5 to 7?
All right, brother. It's good to see you. I love you. Good luck with your betting. You need to start hitting some bets.
Absolutely.
Joe's very confident in the Niners. He has no respect at all for the Chiefs. None.
None?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So Carver High just told me in the break that he was going to beat my ass because he didn't say anything about me doing the radio show or that he didn't miss Lisi at all or any of that. He said that's all lies and that he was going to see me soon and he was going to punch me in the eye socket. It's unbelievable. You know what I mean? Like, you did say that to me.
You can't miss Joe. I mean, you miss him a little bit, obviously, because he's such a lovable guy. But it's all right. Me and you get do it this week. Hopefully tonight we'll get going, me and you. We got a lot of games tonight. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. The inner workings over there of Media Row, everything that's going on, we'll discuss tonight.
Do you stitch Carver High in your sport coats like he does Gopher to Two in his sport coats?
No, do you see that yet? I don't have the time or the scratch to do
something.
You got a tailor?
Like so Joe, do you have a tailor?
Joe, I don't have the time or the scratch like Joe does to be able to go out and to get something like that done. I mean, I could barely get a jacket to put on. So, no, but that's nice. He's got a sweet setup there. He does. I've seen the tailor jackets before. They're very nice.
Carver High, actually, I'll let you in on a little secret. He hides his golf fund from his family. He has a golf fund, which is all, it's a lot like
true.
A stocks and bonds or like a trust fund or like a kid's college 529 plan. Carver High has an actual golf fund, which he hides his golf winnings and golf gamblings. And then the only people that know about it are me, Mafia, and the guys at the mob bar. It's true.
That's it. Waste Management Open in Phoenix teeing off on Thursday. So we get right back at it.
So wait.
Get right back to the Waste
Management. I saw our friend Derek Stevens, and I asked if Darren Banks, our friend, was at the Waste Management Open. He has blown that off this year. He's playing in the Prime for the LIV tournament in Vegas. So he's not even going to the Garbage Open. He's not even going.
You can actually go and play in that. It's like 10K ahead. You can be in the pro-am over at the LIV tournament. Go on over there. Get yourself in.
I'm not allowed to swing a golf club.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.